It's been a great experience being able to be here. It's been a dream ever since I've been a kid, just to come to the combine and show my talent and show off my hard work. So a lot's been going on, meeting with a bunch of different teams, talking with a bunch of different players, just trying to learn and grasp everything. So, you know, trying to take advantage of all of it and just attack it with a positive mindset. A little bit, definitely. So they're just trying to see how we react and get to know us a little better, get to know our personality, how we think, and how we react. So it's been great. So I was, I think they said I was 6'2", 5'8", and weight was 273. Yeah, so I normally play at 275, and I'm just trying to lean out and stuff and just try to get good weight, get the bad weight off in the season. That I can rush anywhere. I can play anywhere. I play every down. I'm great stopping the run, and I'm great pass rushing. I'm very versatile. And definitely my relentlessness and my toughness. How I get after each lineman, I'm going to try to put the fear of God in every play. And I'm just going to try to get to the quarterback every time and be disruptive and wreck havoc. It really doesn't matter. I can play either. I can beef up and be that 3-4 defensive end and slide down to a 3 if they go to an over front. But I also can be a 4-3 defensive end and still move down to that 3 tech. And also can move outside if they need me to, wherever they need me to, because I'll play whatever position I need to because I can play them all.
As you prepare for this, Henry Anderson and David Perry, have you talked to them about what to expect?
Yeah, it was very different. We never really had a
Yes, sir, definitely. I've been talking to Henry and David. They helped me along this process. Just trying to get some information from them, and just get some advice.
Is Henry more of a prototypical defensive end and you're more of a pass rush type of guy?
If you look at our bodies, yes, but, you know, my bodies aren't going to define my playing. I'm going to let my playing do that and my heart do that.
The best we could with what we had a lot of injuries last season. Try to rally the team as much as possible, and we got it done.
I would say Mace Windu. Yes, sir. I have not yet. I have not yet.
Ben Renzo from CAA.
You can always tell when someone's a little scared, but, you know, I'm not focused on seeing if I actually do it or not. I'm just trying to let my play at the end of the play show that I do it.
I looked at it as a new experience, me being able to learn different schemes because every coach that came in changed up the scheme and the way they wanted it. So it just gave us all a chance.
I don't take it as a bad thing. I take it as any team could draft me. I'm not labeled to a 4-3 team. I'm not labeled to a 3-4 team. That I can play in any system team, and I can play in any position along the D-line.
Every Ohio guy does that. But they didn't really see me as a player they wanted at the time.
Prove to them, because I didn't rush a lot on the edge in college, but prove to them that I can do that, show them I'm athletic enough to do that, and hopefully I'll be able to do that here in pro day and further on in the process.
Got after him whenever I had a chance to. Oh, yes. San Diego Chargers.
Of course, I take myself as a smart guy coming from Stanford, but what I take pride in is my relentlessness and my toughness and just how I play the game with a motor and high effort. It meant a lot to me just to finish on a high note. Just wanted to give my teammates my all and finish the season off right, a 10-win season, and give my best to Stanford and end that career the right way.
Yeah, a lot of people I'm talking
to. I've met with 7 teams so far, and then I have 13 tonight, so I have quite a few.
Yeah.
I have, yes, sir.
I could do that. I did it earlier in my career. I stood up for my freshman.
They were awesome. Coach Pagano was awesome. It was really nice to be in there and just talk with the coaches, GM, and their linebackers coach and defensive ends coach. So I was really happy to be in there. I thought it was an honor to be in their presence.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to be.
I've not yet. No, ma'am. I would love to. I would love to play in Dallas. Just like I would love to play anywhere, though. So, I mean, I'm excited for wherever I end up, and this is a very exciting process.
When I met the Seahawks, they really grilled me about like everything that I said. So if I said like, I like this.
Yes, sir. We got to study a lot for that game. Had a month to prepare. Really got to understand their tendencies and what they're doing, and then just was built up and ready to play, and just let it all out.
Yeah, it's very intense.
I just thought I was ready. I thought I've been dreaming about this since I was like 8 years old. I know I'm ready to make an impact in the NFL, and I know that this is my dream and what the best opportunity for me was. So that's why I left.
I'll let him be with the Steelers, but I haven't had a chance to yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm at
I mean, Christian's an amazing player, as you can tell, what he does on the field. There's no one like him in the nation. But how he takes a game, how he approaches a game with his seriousness and his work ethic and his habits, it's ridiculous. I was able to latch onto those and learn from him and then own them myself and take them to a whole other level.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't flat iron. Mm-hmm.
As a 4-3 end, I would have to take my rushes up a little longer because I'm not going to be right there quick on the guard. I would be on the tackle, so I'll have to get used to that a little bit more. But I've done that, and I excel well on the edge. I did it in practice all the time, did it in games most of the time. So I'm ready for that challenge. Yes, sir. A lot of reps came inside, but I still got some outside, sir.
Oh, we definitely take a lot of pride in that. We felt like defense was our strong suit last year. We're definitely going to be able to show it out here in the conference.
Oh, yes, sir. Andrew's an amazing, amazing man. He comes back. He knows the freshmen's names that he didn't even play with, knows the people who are visiting. He's one of the best men I know, and he comes back, and he just tries to pour into the guys, and he's always open to talk to, very approachable.
When he came in, he's amazing. Broke it down to us, let us know his expectations, and he really, changed the whole culture there.
I don't really have a favorite technique. I just like playing. I like playing on the edge, so, a 3 is an edge, a 5 is an edge, a 7 is an edge, so it's those kind of techniques. Yes, sir.
We said it's all about the ball, and every time in practice, he wanted every guy to get a strip.
So in Coppell, my coaches really taught me toughness and taught me how to love the game and taught me how special the game of football was and just how pure it is, because in high school it's the most pure it can be. And then at Stanford, Coach Charlie taught me mental toughness, mental strength, mental discipline, all that kind of stuff. And, I really learned a lot from Coach Hart. He taught me how to be tough every day, how to run to the ball, create amazing practice habits. And Coach Reynolds taught me how to be a great pass rusher and just how to look at different details of the game and really apply them to my game.
When they came in, they really made the language really simple, so we'll be able to.
No, sir, I'm not. That was a one-time thing for Nerd Nation. I plan to. I have not yet.
Definitely. I feel like I'm a better
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to.
It was a great meeting. It was an honor to be in there. And it, just like any meeting, it's great to meet with the GM and the coaches. And, it's a blessing to be in front of these guys' presence.
I just tell them I'm a dynamic player, somebody that can make plays, and somebody that will be a franchise player.
Uh-huh. So I have to show them my athletic ability, first of all, and then I show them that I can translate my rushes from a 3 out to a 5, out to a 7, and just show them that that's what I can do and that I have done in practice. I've done it in some games before,
and that I'm ready to do it. Just thinking back every season and the things I have to work on, working on it in the off season, and just
I see you right now.
Getting better every season.
I think it's crazy how stout it is. It's so deep. Just all these players here. It's ridiculous. Just looking at each guy and looking at his film. And I think it's one of the deepest classes.
So, just having that experience from my freshman year all the way up to my senior.
I love watching pass rushers, any pass rushers. So I like watching Justin Houston, Aaron Donald, Michael Bennett, Everson Griffith, J.J. Watt, Von Miller, all those guys. So I keep watching guys all the time and just trying to learn from everyone, because everyone in the NFL can pass rush because they're there for a reason. So, I just love watching them and learning from them. I know, sir, not yet.
That's more of a San Diego Charger.
I think so.
Yeah. I would definitely say Michigan, they really brought it. Yes.
I'm not really. They're just kind of talking about their scheme, where I would fit in their scheme, and kind of what they would do with me. But just hypothetical questions.
Right position, just really reading my keys, because even though they're physical, they really have one of those pro style offenses. Really simple. They really just try to run it right at you.
I think I could go up to all the way to 285. I could play fast and explosive there, and quick and strong. And I think I could play at 270, 265, all the way down to 250. So I have a very wide range.
I talked to the Bengals briefly this morning. They showed a little interest.
To moving around, you got to be quick. Got to have a sense for what's going on. Got to know how O-line thinks, how they move. Yourself, you have to have violent hands anywhere on the D-line. And you have to have a sense for the ball and knack to get off on the ball.
I'm still going to do everything in my pro day and everything. I'm not benching here today, but I'm going to be
benching
my pro day.
Just my versatility, just and how hard I play. I don't think anyone has a motor like me. I don't think anyone gets after it like me. Anyone plays extremely tough like I do. So I'm just trying to get after every play, and I'm just trying to show that I'm the best I can. That's my goal, to always be the best, and to have to think I'm the best to be the best.
Yeah, it's all about the film, honestly. If you can play, you can play. You can play.
There's it.
Honestly, like if you're a dynamic player, like
I think so. I really don't know. It's on my schedule, and I don't have it with me. Sorry.
Not that much. Yeah, a little bit in Mobile. Just a little bit.
Talk about the North Carolina game. Obviously, it was one of your biggest performances, big stage, a lot of eyeballs on that game.
Yeah, definitely. They saw me as a guy that can do it. I did it earlier.
Just that game, we had a lot of time to prepare for him, and it was our last game, and I just wanted to give everything I had, just all my last effort, just go out and play as hard as I could. And I was able to play really well for my team. Coaches put us in the right position, and my teammates were in the right position as well, and I just was able to make some plays.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really get that much sleep. That same thing here.
I would say I want every scout to watch their Notre Dame game in Washington State, because Washington State I played quite a bit on the edge and could show that I could play there really well. And then probably I didn't like my Arizona game. I was trying to make too many plays, was out of my gap a little bit, and wasn't as disciplined as I normally am. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Thanks, guys.
I always had big dreams since I was a kid. Always wanted this process to go to
I mean, you can call it a tweener, but I just would take it as someone who can play anyone on the D-line and is marketable to every team.
So, yeah, I've been thinking about this for a long time.